Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning. You're listening to Breakfast Business with me, Susan Hayes-Cullerton, in for Joe Lynham today. Now, coming up on the show this morning, asking price inflation softens to the lowest rate in over 2 years, and research suggests that people's commitment to long-term financial planning dips in middle age. And of course, we will check in on the markets to see how they've processed the news overnight. Now, first up, we're going to take a look at what stories are hitting the headlines. Of course, just as I was discussing there with Shane, J.D. Vance has said Iran's expectation that Israel would halt its bombardment of the Lebanon stemmed from a legitimate misunderstanding. And of course, this misunderstanding has led to a significant question about the fragility then of the ceasefire that is going on across the Middle East. Just 4 ships were identified passing through the strait yesterday, and that was down from 11 on Tuesday. And that is according to ship tracking data. And the fall came despite hopes that the US-Iran ceasefire deal would unblock the narrow seaway. So there is a lot of questions about this. The markets are, as I say, processing this information. We are going to be taking a look at those a little bit later on. However, first up, we're going to now look at the fact that growth in housing prices is experiencing a cool down for the first time in 2 years. Conall McQuilla, Chief Economist from Bank of Ireland, is with me now to discuss this. Conall, first, let's be clear on what you're seeing here. This is a slowdown in the growth of prices, not a fall in prices. Can you take us through your findings, please?
Well, if you look at the first quarter of the year, we saw a pretty soft 1% increase on the quarter. And that's when the first quarter of the year is pretty important ahead of the busy summer trading season. So that's one of the softest increases we've seen over the past decade. So the annual rate of inflation is now 4.7%. So that's quite a stark change to the kind of high single digit levels, almost close to 10% we would have seen last summer. It suggests that the 7% official rate, which captures transaction prices, that the CSO publishes, is likely to slow towards our forecast for 4% growth through 2026. So, of course, as you say, I mean, it's still a very expensive market. This is a slower pace of increase in prices, but I suppose it shows the market, after a pretty frothy 2026, starting to slow down because affordability is stretched and it inevitably has to slow towards this pace of pay growth. This kind of close to double digit inflation isn't normal and is always going to kind of wane, I suppose.
Okay, Conall, so to move from 7% to 4% is quite significant. And that view is also backed up by the fact that this is the 5th consecutive quarter in which the annual asking price inflation nationwide has eased. Can I ask you, though, what is driving the assessment of that decline in the growth level?
Well, a couple of years ago, the Central Bank of Ireland loosened the mortgage lending rules. People might remember the 3.5 times income threshold in terms of how much you're willing to borrow. That was loosened to 4 times. So over the past 2 years, I think what you've seen is people taking on higher levels of mortgage debt. Sometimes the average mortgage loan growing faster even than house prices, but that's no longer the case. If you look in February with the latest figures from the Banking Payments Federation Ireland, and they show that in February, the average mortgage approval was 336,500 euro, and that was up only 1.4% on the year. So that, again, that's the slowest pace of increase since 2020. So what I think what it shows is that process of people taking on higher levels of mortgage debt following the loosening of the rules has kind of played out, and we're now sort of seeing more sedate increases in house prices and average debt levels. So it's really, the past 2 years was really a response to the loosening of the rules.
But I want to look at that from two dimensions. The first one is the median asking price for a property nationally now is 385,000. If you take into consideration the figure that you just quoted to us there about the average mortgage, and you add on the 10%, that still doesn't match there, Conall, does it?
Yes, so we're mixing and matching slightly different things there. I mean, that's the median asking price as it is right at the moment. Obviously, people are taking on levels of mortgage debt as a deposit. And then also what you see is that in March, transactions are being settled 7% above the asking price. So we're always very conscious that there's a gap between asking and transaction prices, and that kind of reflects the competition in the market. last summer, again, on average, or the median property was being sold around 8.5% above the asking price. So again, the fact we see it 7% above the asking price in March says to us, your competition is very strong. It's still difficult to market, but it's not getting any worse. We're not seeing people bidding prices up 10, 15% above the asking price. That's not the case. It seems to have leveled off a little bit.
And the second dimension I want to ask you about is not just money, but time. From the perspective of how long it takes to go from putting in a bid to completing the transaction, what sort of time are we looking at now based on the data?
Again, that median transaction is about, takes about a month to a month and a half to go from a property being put up in my home for sale to going sale agreed. So again, that's a very short period of time. Look, no surprise, there's only 12,000 properties listed for sale on my home at the moment. They're selling very, very quickly. So we've got roughly 60,000 transactions per year. So it's a very tight market in which there's lack of stock at any given time. Properties are selling extraordinarily quickly. And I suppose the concerning thing over the past couple of years has been existing homeowners unwilling to sell, maybe concerned about the past increases in ECB interest rates that we saw. But really the main factor probably being the fear of not being able to secure a home themselves once they sell their own. So we've seen a very illiquid existing homes market. One of the features this year is there was a 40% increase in notices of termination from landlords to the Residential Tenancies Board in the second half of 2025. Again, that's a 40% increase to around 10,000. That's potentially an extra 4,000 homes that'll hit the market later this year. So that's clearly a bad thing for the private rental sector, but you could see that increase in properties being sold by exiting landlords hitting the market later in 2026, which will help improve the availability of properties to buy. But we've yet to see that.
But Conal, that's a massive figure, that 40% increase in the notices of termination. Is this an intended consequence, do you think, of government policy, or is that a higher than expected figure?
Well, I'm not sure anyone forecasted that. It's a 40% increase. It's about an extra 4,000 properties hitting the market. That'll help liquidity a little bit. I mean, there's over 300,000 households in the private rented sector. So, I mean, a 4,000 increase, isn't welcome in terms of the availability of rental stock, but it's not an enormous contraction in the overall level of private rented properties. Going against that, I mean, we are seeing apart from completions pick up quite sharply last year. So there's clearly lots of new build rental stock still coming to the market. So is it an intended consequence? I'm not sure. We do have a private rental sector that's still dominated in many respects by small landlords. There's a demographic issue there in terms of them getting older, potentially looking for an exit. But with the increased regulation and that's coming in this year, look, you've clearly seen a very sharp increase in exiting landlords, which is bad news for people who are renting, but good news for people who are potentially looking to buy a property.
And if we can just delve into that welcome news, as you mentioned, about housing completions, your forecast is for about 37,000 to 38,000 housing completions in 2026. How do you think that supply will influence market dynamics?
Well, we're still going to be short of demand. There's not a pent-up demand out there. It's a lot of, 37,000 properties is potentially enough homes to house 100,000 people. So this may be the first year in which we build enough properties to satiate the kind of population growth that we're likely to see. Last year was around 80,000, maybe less than that when we get the figures for 2025 in a couple of months' time. Last year, this became enormously politically sensitive with 30,000 completions in 2024. It's jumped to 36,000 in 2025. And that's largely due to these lumpy apartment completions, which are very volatile. 2024 looked to be artificially weak. There seemed to be an element of catch-up in 2025, which led to that 36,000 number, which beat most people's forecasts.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.